Here English is a blog that provides podcasts and transcripts to help people learn English. Find us at hereenglishhere.blogspot.com. Julian was a Polish guy who worked with us during our working holiday on a farm in France. He didn't speak French or English very well, and we didn't speak Polish at all, so it was sometimes very difficult for us to understand each other. Nevertheless, he tried very hard and would talk all the time. He was especially enthusiastic about our cultural quirks and rituals. He'd come and watch us when we did anything stereotypically English, such as drinking tea or eating porridge, and likewise watch the French people when they made coffee or dipped bread in hot chocolate for their breakfast. He especially liked it when we sat down for a glass of wine or beer in the evenings. Not because of the drink, in fact he was a teetotaler, but because he loved the rituals related to drinking. He got involved when we chinked glasses, making sure he looked everyone directly in the eye, like the French tended to do, and he joined in with our toasts. We taught him to say cheers, as the English do, and sante, as the French do, and afterwards he insisted we say prost with him, which we did, thinking it was the Polish way to say cheers. One evening, once our drinking rituals were complete and we'd settled down with our drinks to play cards, someone asked Julian about the word prost. What does prost actually mean? Where does it come from and why do you say it? I don't actually know, replied Julian. It's the same for cheers, I said. I say it all the time, but I don't know what it means or why we say it. Ah, yes, said Julian. It's the same in Polish. We say na zdrowie, but I'm really not sure why. You say na zdrowie in Poland. Don't you say prost? I asked, a bit confused. No, said Julian. I was saying prost because I thought it was French. I'm sure it isn't French, I said. The French say santé. We were saying prost because we thought that was what you say in Poland. I wonder where prost comes from, then. I've no idea, said Julian. I learnt it in France from two guys I was working with on another farm. I'm sure they were French. What were their names? Oh, I remember. Otto and Hans.
Thank you for listening to Hear English, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.